2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Truly a remarkable story of heroism unfolding this morning in the Centerville area, just as a train was about to collide, a front runner train was about to collide with a car. Dave, I just saw the UHP dash cam video for myself.
This is incredible. It sounds like just this heroic saving of a life.
I have chills after watching what I think is just going to be a remarkable story all day long of heroism and survival on the part of the driver and the UHP trooper. Let me tell you what I saw, and then I'm going to play an audio clip from the dash cam video as we await a live news conference in the next few minutes. You see the UHP trooper. It's dark. It's 6:50 in the morning, according to the dash cam video, and he runs up. He runs up an embankment, and you can see the train coming down the track, the bright light of the train. And you want to cut away from my story right now and take this press conference live at the UHP building in Farmington.
Straight ahead?
It sounds like they're getting ready. He's preparing, I think, to tell the story. Is this a UHP officer?
He runs up the embankment, Dave, and the train is coming. And just as the train is about to hit, he opens the car door and he gets the driver out, and they both roll down the embankment. And then you see crash, and you see the car just get pushed down the train, down the tracks by the train. I mean, this Highway Patrol trooper is a hero.
He's there getting ready to speak, we believe, and we'll go to it as soon as he starts speaking. But, Debbie, how long between the time they grabbed the person on the tracks and the train crashed?
Seconds. Split frame.
Yeah, my first name is Ruben, R-U-B-E-N. My last name's Correa, C-O-R-R-E-A.
Let's listen in. He's the hero.
So kind of a crazy morning for you. You're close by, and then, life-changing a little bit for one gentleman.
Yes, that's correct.
Kind of walk us through, you were on another call, and then...
Yeah, so I was on a traffic stop, northbound 15, just south of 200 West in Farmington. At approximately 6:45 a.m. this morning, dispatch advised me there was a vehicle possibly on top of the tracks near Centerville. I explained to dispatch that I was going to respond. I engaged my license sirens, ran code to get to the scene. I used my spotlight to be able to track down where the possible vehicle could be on top of the tracks. After locating it, which was southbound, just north of Parish Lane in Centerville, I was observing there was a car on top of the tracks. I notified dispatch. At that point, I got out of my vehicle, ran up to the driver, and I observed there was a driver still in the vehicle. I saw he was unconscious, so I opened his door, explained to him we got to get out. He wasn't responding, and then I heard the horn from a train. I looked to my left, and I was able to observe that train was coming pretty fast, anywhere between 50 and 80 miles an hour. So at that point, I was a little bit concerned about that. I got the driver out of there. It seemed he was having a possible unknown medical condition at that point. And just before I knew, that train hit that vehicle, and we were able to make it out alive at that point.
It seemed like it was within seconds, right, of you getting him out. It was kind of dark, but it seemed like seconds within getting him out. And I don't know if you guys rolled down. I couldn't tell, but before that train came.
Yeah, I think I got him out a second just before the collision.
What was going through your mind at that point? I mean, I imagine your heart was...
So at that point, I actually wasn't really thinking. I was just doing my job, and the main concern was getting him out and get out of the vehicle and back to his family at that point.
This is literally a life and death situation. You mentioned your prior military experience. Can you focus in on this? Everything else kind of blocked out?
Not necessarily. I knew there was other hazards there, and the other concern was that trains that were coming down, so I was worried about that. So I didn't really have a whole lot of tunnel vision, but I know that it's something that can happen.
How like difficult was it to get the man out of the vehicle once he got there?
It was a little difficult because he was dead weight for a couple seconds. He was unconscious, like I explained before. He was having an unknown medical condition, so it was pretty difficult.
Were you scared? I mean, I know your heart was pumping, but and you just went to like the zone of like getting him out, but I mean, worried at all?
I got worried after I saw the train hit the vehicle, and the vehicle flew about 30 feet in front of us, and that's when I realized, oh wow, that was a lot closer than what I would have liked.
So you happen to be nearby at a traffic stop. Would this have been a different story?
You're listening to a live news conference with the UHP trooper. His name is Ruben Correa.
It's very crucial. Like I said, it was within a second of that collision, so maybe just a second later, and it would have been a different outcome.
It took him 30 seconds to get from his car. It was actually exactly 36 seconds to get from his patrol car this morning up an embankment.
Yes, I was able to talk to him, and he's very grateful that we both made it out.
To the railroad tracks where a front-runner train was about to hit a car that had somehow landed on the tracks, and he was dispatched to that call. He got the driver out. Seconds. Dave, if it wasn't just 2 seconds, I've seen the dash cam video this morning, and it'll give you chills. We're going to be putting that dash cam video on our KSL News Radio Facebook page. You can go click on
it and
see for yourself.
He was in danger, and I had to get him out of the vehicle as quickly as possible.
What did the driver have to say about what happened?
He was just very grateful. He was a little confused about what was happening, and after I was able to explain to him, he was on top of the tracks, and I was able to get him out.
Do you know how he got up on the tracks? What happened?
He does not know at this point. We just know that it's an unknown medical condition.
So with that be understood, the driver didn't necessarily do anything wrong. There's no reason that he'd be facing any sort of problems going forward. He didn't. It was just a medical emergency that kind of popped up.
That is correct. That's all we have at this point.
No other cars involved, just him straight off the road.
No other vehicles involved. Just him in the train. I'm still trying to process everything that happened. I'm just very grateful that I was able to get him out, and he's alive, and he's back with his family now.
Good.
It's UHP Trooper Ruben Correa.
You're welcome.
Standing before the media this morning,
okay.
Up in the Farmington area, where about 6:50 this morning, he got the call of his career.
And what is going on with this story? This is incredible. Hey, are we going to jump out to
break?
No, we're
not. We're going to keep going because this story is just too big to cut away from. I want to play now the dash cam video. It's actually the audio. You can watch the video. It's up right now on our KSL News Radio Facebook page. I want you to listen to this audio from the dash cam or perhaps from the trooper's body cam. I'm not quite clear on where it came from, about the seconds before that train hit that car on the tracks in Centerville this morning.
Let's go. Get out of here. We got a train coming. We got a train coming. We got a train coming.
Okay, that is the audio. Seconds before impact. You can see on the actual video, Dave, you can see the light. They were playing it on our KSL News Radio app. You can see the light of the train, the bright light.
The second train
collides with that car, and the trooper and the driver inside that car are rolling down the embankment of those just off the train tracks.
Debbie, this is unbelievable video. We're watching the trooper, and it's got to be 100 yards away. The train is traveling. It's got its brakes. You can hear the brakes squealing and trying to slow down, but the trooper is dragging this individual, who is unconscious, had experienced some sort of medical emergency. This is dead weight that the trooper is pulling down the embankment, and seconds, I mean a second after they get down, you see the train blast into the car, and then probably another 50 feet later, it comes to a stop. I mean, it was trying to slow down, but it didn't. It hits the car, destroys the car, and everybody's safe. This is an unbelievable story. I've never seen anything like it.
And as you just heard in the press conference we carried here live on KSL News Radio, Trooper Correa said it was hard to get the driver out of the car because he was dead weight in the beginning. And we just played that dash cam audio of him trying to get the individual out of the car. Now I want to play you more audio. This is the trooper calling the situation in after the train had hit the car.
Train got hit by the vehicle. David, 555, I got the driver out.
That's Trooper Ruben Correa calling into dispatch, letting them know that he had the driver out of the car safely and that he, too, was okay.
It took 36 seconds from the time he got out of the car, went onto the tracks, noticed that this man was unconscious, unresponsive. He got him out, dragged out, dead weight, because this man was having some sort of medical emergency, unconscious, and in 30 seconds from the time he gets out, grabs the man, pulls him off, that car gets destroyed by a front runner train. It's the most incredible video I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like it, Debbie. My heart is racing a million miles an hour right now.
This is a situation where everything happened almost perfectly in the moment. If he had run any slower up that embankment, Dave, and it was a haul to get up that embankment, as you look at the video, and I want to take that video full again for our KSL News Radio app viewers, if we can, and also you can watch it again on our KSL News Radio page. That embankment is so steep as he gets toward what, you know, outside of the grassy areas he's running up, then all of a sudden it looks like he hit some dirt. And I watched this video, this dash cam video, right as it was coming into the KSL News Radio studios this morning, and I thought, I was just almost screaming in my head, run, 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 and I knew it had ended okay for the driver and okay for the trooper. But if he had slipped down that embankment, if he'd lost his footing, if he'd waited one more second inside his patrol car, that driver likely would not have made it out alive before the train hit the car.
Debbie, the trooper would have been dead too. He wasn't going anywhere. He had made a decision. You could see he made a decision. He was going to get him out alive, or they both were going to die. That was the decision he made, and you're watching it unfold on camera, and it is spectacular and unbelievable bravery. I've never seen anything like it. We're going to still continue to talk about this. We're going to play some sound from the trooper, from Trooper Ruben Correa, when we return. And, Debbie, I can't wait to hear it again. We can't talk about this enough. This is the most heroic thing I've ever
seen.
Dave,
once again, as we go to break, here's that audio. As the train was coming towards that car in the Centerville area, and UHP Trooper Correa, extreme bravery this morning.
Let's go, get out of here. We got a train coming. We got a train coming. We got a train coming.
We are back to hear more from the hero trooper this morning that saved the life of a driver whose car was caught on the train tracks as the train was just seconds away.
Dave and Dujanovic.
All right, they've just sent Trooper Ruben Correa home for the day, from what we understand, after he had the most amazing, most miraculous rescue I've ever seen unfold on dash cam video. Let's just set the scene. If you're just joining us, you probably don't know that we have a new hero in Utah. His name is Trooper Ruben Correa. At 6:50 this morning, he got a very unusual call to respond to the train tracks in Centerville, where there somehow a car had ended up on the train tracks there. And he parks his patrol car at the bottom of the embankment, jumps out, runs up the hill, and within seconds of that train, Dave, hitting that car, he manages to get the driver of that car, who he said was dead weight because he wasn't responding. They both get away safely.
Debbie, there are times when hyperbole is totally unjustified, right? I mean, where you say, oh, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. This is actually the most amazing thing I have ever seen in my life. Trooper Correa decided he was going to save this man or die trying. That is not 1 ounce of exaggeration, because the very second he gets him out of harm's way, the train obliterates that car.
And we have audio from the dash cam video, the moment before impact and the moment of impact. We're going to play it again, and then we're going to get live to our reporter, John Wojcik, who is live on the scene in just moments.
Let's go. Get out of here. We got a train coming.
You cannot watch that video enough, knowing that it all ended okay for the trooper and for the driver of that car. Let's hop out live to John Wojcik, KSL News Radio's reporter on the scene. John, you were there at the news conference with Trooper Ruben Correa. What a brave man.
That's the understatement of the century, Debbie. I mean, really, what a morning this has been. And to be able to talk to and meet the individual that pulled off this heroic life-saving effort this morning was unbelievable. Hearing him speak about what exactly happened, some of the details we found out from the press conference that we didn't know last time I joined you guys and spoke. He was nearby on a traffic stop and just happened to be kind of in the area when this happened, and the call was sent out that there was a vehicle on the track. So it was fortunate in that regard, because he said, and you can see in that video, I mean, the margin for error is zero in this situation. I mean, we're talking seconds later, and it would have been a totally different outcome. So the fact that he was where he was when that call came in was kind of the first stroke of fortune in this entire situation. Another thing that was brought up, not even, I think, during the press conference, just kind of offhand beforehand, he's been with the Utah Highway Patrol for 2 years only. Prior to that, though, he was in the Marines for 4 years, he said. And we were talking to him about, you know, what an unbelievable thing it is. And, you know, hey, did you black out during it? Did you just get super focused? You know, he said, I've had a little bit of training when it comes to something like this, when it comes to, you know, putting your life on the line like this. So I think his background and that experience he had, you know, with the Marines kind of came in and kicked in a little bit for him to be able to pull off this absolutely heroic situation this morning.
John Wojcik, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited to hear more about this story and unfold the layers of this guy's life. An incredibly heroic act. Trooper Ruben Correa saving a life just seconds before a train smashes into a car.
Dave and Dujanovic.
All right, they've just sent Trooper Ruben Correa home for the day, from what we understand, after he had the most amazing, most miraculous rescue I've ever seen unfold on dash cam video. Let's just set the scene. If you're just joining us, you probably don't know that we have a new hero in Utah. His name is Trooper Ruben Correa. At 6:50 this morning, he got a very unusual call to respond to the train tracks in Centerville, where there somehow a car had ended up on the train tracks there. And he parks his patrol car at the bottom of the embankment, jumps out, runs up the hill, and within seconds, Within seconds of that train, Dave, hitting that car, he manages to get the driver of that car, who he said was dead weight because he wasn't responding. They both get away safely.
Debbie, there are times when hyperbole is totally unjustified, right? I mean, where you say, oh, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. This is actually the most amazing thing I have ever seen in my life. Trooper Correa decided he was going to save this man or die trying. That is not 1 ounce of exaggeration, because the very second he gets him out of harm's way, the train obliterates that car.
And we have audio from the dash cam video, the moment before impact and the moment of impact. We're going to play it again, and then we're going to get live to our reporter, John Wojcik, who is live on the scene in just moments.
Let's go. Get out of here. We got a train coming. We got a train coming. We got a train coming.
You cannot watch that video enough, knowing that it all ended okay for the trooper and for the driver of that car. Let's hop out live to John Wojcik, KSL News Radio's reporter on the scene. John, you were there at the news conference with Trooper Ruben Correa. What a brave man.
That's the understatement of the century, Debbie. I mean, really, what a morning this has been. And to be able to talk to and meet the individual that pulled off this heroic life-saving effort this morning was unbelievable. Hearing him speak about what exactly happened, some of the details we found out from the press conference that we didn't know last time I joined you guys and spoke. He was nearby on a traffic stop and just happened to be kind of in the area when this happened, and the call was sent out that there was a vehicle on the track. So it was fortunate in that regard, because he said, and you can see in that video, I mean, the margin for error is zero in this situation. I mean, we're talking seconds later, and it would have been a totally different outcome. So the fact that he was where he was when that call came in was kind of the first stroke of fortune in this entire situation. Another thing that was brought up, not even, I think, during the press conference, just kind of offhand beforehand, he's been with the Utah Highway Patrol for 2 years only. Prior to that, though, he was in the Marines for 4 years, he said. And we were talking to him about, you know, what an unbelievable thing it is. And, you know, hey, did you black out during it? Did you just get super focused? You know, he said, I've had a little bit of training when it comes to something like this, when it comes to, you know, putting your life on the line like this. So I think his background and that experience he had, you know, with the Marines kind of came in and kicked in a little bit for him to be able to pull off this absolutely heroic situation this morning.
John Wojcik, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited to hear more about this story and unfold the layers of this guy's life. An incredibly heroic act. Trooper Ruben Correa saving a life just seconds before a train smashes into a car.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.